Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels are back in studio. Now, we were looking at Cleveland last week. We're going to go a little bit closer to home, Sarah, this week.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about wellness holidays in Ireland.
Oh, it's I need one of these.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, huge now these days.
I think as well, coming into the autumn, winter, you know, it's very easy to kind of book an overnight escape or a couple of break, a short break away in Ireland. And I actually think sometimes autumn, winter is a better time. You know, those nice outdoor hot tubs. And
I think when the kids go back to school, it's the time that you actually feel wrecked and you need a little bit of a break. So maybe a girly weekend away or something.
I don't have, that doesn't apply to me, which is great.
Ed just does enough travelling anyway.
He hasn't a clue. You haven't a clue about packed lunches.
Yeah, if I had kids, if I had ever had kids, Trina, they'd be lost a long time ago.
He'd be sending them to school with a delivery voucher for their lunch.
Yeah. Where's little Jason? Oh, I left him in the restaurant.
So what are we looking at, Sarah?
Well, do you know, this wellness, I suppose we had this, you know, somebody said, I was actually saying it to my mum that I was doing wellness holidays. And she was like, oh, what is it? And I said, you know, it's so subjective, because wellness for one person could be a relaxing day in a spa, where someone else could be climbing a mountain. It could be good food. It could, you know, it's so subjective. It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, but it's great that in Ireland, we've such a variety now. There's yoga retreats, there's wellness retreats, there's detoxing, weight loss retreats. And then there's just the most incredible spa experiences as well. So we really have something to cater for everyone, I think. So I think if we start with the hotels, maybe.
Okay, let's go for it, yeah.
I suppose Monarch is probably the most famous and the most, it's our only, it's like a destination spa hotel. So unlike a lovely five-star hotel that has a fabulous spa, I mean, we've loads of those in Ireland, but this is a destination spa hotel. So you're only going to Monarch for the spa. There isn't like entertainment or golf or something else on site. You get into your robes, you stay there for the day or the 2 days, and you just basically are pampered
totally
for the
unwind,
2 days.
Yeah,
it's a completely different experience. It'll suit some people, you know, may not suit others. I mean, I went, it is fabulous, but it's kind of nice maybe to go have a nice lively pub or to have another activity. Some people
Sarah
might prefer that
as well. Sarah
wants
the bottle of wine as well.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, like, I suppose it depends on what you want. But if you want complete pampered, absolute relaxation. I remember actually when we arrived at the door, the guy took our keys and valet parked our car, and it was almost symbolic. It was like, that's it. I'm here now. I'm not doing anything else until I check out. And it is fabulous for that experience.
Is it a case of kind of the phone gets switched off and all that?
Yeah, they definitely encourage a kind of a digital detox as well. But there are places with Wi-Fi if you want to go and check your phone. It's not like, you know,
you're in the wilderness and you won't be allowed.
But most people sit there, even in the restaurants, in their robes. So it is kind of weird.
Oh, really?
You know?
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Not in, well, I mean, that's like...
And you're going out pyjamas.
Yeah.
It's like a cult.
Yeah, it is.
No, but one of the places I haven't done as much as you now, but for me, I suppose different. Galgorm.
That's one of my favourites.
In outside Belfast there, near the town of Galgorm, is incredible. Ireland's only sort of thermal village. You know, they do Celtic sauna spas and all that.
Incredible.
But in terms of what you're saying there about wellness, for me, the massages and the saunas and all that, they're great. But I just love some of their log cabins, the shepherd's huts. You're staying on the river and the herons are flying around. You have your own hot tub. So there's a privacy side to it. And then you can have your private kind of wellness thing as well, which is lovely. But these locations are incredible. They're fully kitted out, like they're luxury cabins. Now they have, I mean, from the hotel is lovely. They've got the shepherd's huts. They have a huge variety.
Yeah.
But it is, it's almost like something, it's completely unique the way the gardens, the landscape gardens are amazing there as well. They've got, of course, they've got the restaurants, the different types of offering. The Italian one is really cool. But it's something else, isn't it? I mean, the thermal village and all the different treatments there. For me, that's probably my best experience in Ireland.
I would agree. I absolutely loved Galgorm. We were there in January. It was a cold, icy day and it was absolutely magnificent along the river. The hot tubs, the big bubbling, roasting hot.
And you sit in
absolutely
those, Trina.
Incredible.
They bring you champagne. You sit in the wooden tubs.
They actually have the QR code beside them so you can actually order your drinks. And they'll come
here,
over with your
cocktail.
I've
never come home.
It's amazing.
No, and you're
amazing.
Bubbling away. You're brought down into this private, you open the gate and you have your own little private tub and you're on the river. The river's gurgling past you and flowing along and you're just there and it's completely unique. They have a huge swing then as well, right? If you like like a bit of swinging, and you can go. You're like, it's like
the morning time.
It's like
now.
Something out of no. But if you like, I love swings, you know. But like,
you
know,
loves swinging, you do, yeah.
The mass, and you can go up about 70 feet in the air with this swing. Anyway, but it's really cool. They've all these kind of mad stuff now. They've a beautiful little church there as well. You know, they do all private functions for weddings, of course, and all that. You know, but. It's a great place. And it's, again, it is, when you leave there, you really do feel wellness, like you're oozing wellness.
And then you hit the M50 traffic on the way home and you're back to stress.
Exactly.
But there's a good buzz as well. Like, I mean, there's lots of big outdoor heated pools as well, where there's loads of people and there's actually quite of a good
absolutely.
Bit of crack there and there's a bit of a buzz around.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like
they've an Irish, like the Irish pub with the live music. That's fantastic.
They're both very, very different experiences, but both amazing. It depends on what, like that, what I've said, it really depends on what you want.
The other thing that I love as well, I mean, the Wicklow Escape, again, it's so peaceful there where it's located. It used to be a youth hostel years ago. It's now part of the Blue Book. It's now a completely different experience
altogether.
Well,
there's an upgrade from hostel to Blue Book. Wow.
18 luxury beds. They're all located kind of around green spaces. So you're not, it's a complete unique kind of thing. They've got hot tubs as well. Walking through the forest. They've long tables. The chefs
kind of
are
foodie,
phenomenal.
Kind of more like a foodie.
It's very foodie thing,
yeah.
You get to meet people. You're sitting at the table in the evening. It's really enjoyable. And the other one I love as well, Druganbera, the retreat, which is kind of the Buddhist retreat down in Cork. They have a lot of meditation. It's a lot of self-catering accommodation. But the views are amazing. You know, the Beira Peninsula. And this is your kind of loving kindness, meditation, wellness. And they do guided meditations. This is a kind of it's not a pampering thing at all.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous. Druzhen, after the Buddhist name. Druzhen, I can never say the name right. I've just spelt it for you there. It's in the Beira Peninsula in Cork. And it's a Buddhist centre with daily guided classes and all that. But you can stay there as long as you like. Some people go there for 3 days and 2 weeks later, they're still there.
Oh, really?
Getting detoxed. You know, that kind of place.
Yeah.
So, but just so nice to calm you down. And you feel great after that as well. Inner kind of peace.
Okay.
There's actually a lot more retreats cropping up because I've heard of the Cliffs of Moher yoga retreat, the Burren yoga retreat. In fact, the Burren one looks really good. They've all top yoga instructors and you can literally go the various retreats throughout the year. There's actually a lot of, there's a few other ones that I actually didn't know about. One in Mayo called the Cluna Health Retreat.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
And they do like weight loss and detox, 5-day liver flush retreats.
That's
I'm
great.
Sure they're really good.
That's brilliant. And they do vegetarian stuff and all that, yeah.
And it was actually it's situated in a converted wooden mill restored by Tibetan monks in the 60s. Which
what's the name of that one again,
it's
Sarah?
Called
sorry?
Cluna Health Retreat.
Clona. And it's very, very authentic.
I think
are still there. I don't think they ever went home, Brina.
I'm asking that because a friend literally only texted me saying that she was told she needs to lose weight because of fatty liver. If they do a liver flush, could be a thing.
Absolutely.
No, honestly, like I said, I didn't know about it and it just sounds amazing. There's another one in Wexford, the Creakin Wellness Retreat that apparently you can go in just for during the day. And also, of course, Paris Court Springs. We forget about that. That was, I think, the first health farm ever in Ireland. You can do that for the day as well. You don't have to overnight. You can just go literally book in for the day.
And you have the Japanese gardens, the Italian gardens. You can go wandering around. I mean, that's stunning.
So there's actually a lot more than I think people.
Yeah.
And of course, Catherine Thomas, she has her Pure Results yoga and fitness camps around the country. So I think people will be amazed at how much, like what I was saying at the beginning, what a variety there is. Another one of my personal favourite hotels is Inchidani. Like it's a 4-star hotel, you know, people always think, you know, it's not 5-star luxury, but the beach is just amazing there. And it's the only place, well, I think it's the only place or one of the only that has a thalasso therapy centre in Ireland. So the water is pumped directly from the sea into the saltwater pool. So your seaweed baths are with the water from the ocean. So you're getting all those nutrients. So there isn't anywhere else, as far as I know, in Ireland that does that. So it is quite unique from that. So they have all these saltwater therapies. And I have to say, I loved Inchidani as well.
The Sulis Namara seaweed baths in Waterford, you know, that's not thalasso therapy. But obviously, seaweed baths is one of the oldest therapies here. Sulis, S-O-L-A-S, Namara, the sea, obviously. That's very good. They do the marine algae. They soak your body in the seaweed. Again, you feel all those lovely oils. It's a Waterford thing, but that's really nice as well. They do it up in Sligo as well. The famous Crone, what's it called? The place up there, I can't think of the name.
Enniscrone.
Enniscrone, that's their years as well.
Yeah.
But again, your skin is incredible after it. Because we all know the benefits of the fabulous benefits of eating seaweed.
Price-wise, so Sarah, I mean, I always think, oh, wellness retreat, oh, you'd need to get a remortgage to pay for this. Is it mad money?
I suppose it depends whether you're doing the day ones or, you know, what spa treatments or what things are included, you know.
It's a treat. It's a treat.
Well,
it is, yeah.
A lot of them include all your food and, you know, your activities. So you've all that to factor in as well. And depends on whether you're booking a 5-star hotel or... Actually, there's one other one. Have we time to mention another one? The Cashel Palace Hotel, right? For any singles out there. I thought this was really amazing. And the only reason I'm bringing it up as well is because I know the price of it. I was thinking about it for myself. They do a solo sojourn stay is what it's called. I sounded very dull there, didn't I?
Yeah. Is this where Aaron McGregor got married there the other week?
Yes.
I knew it rang a bell. Yeah.
That's right.
For €369, you have your... Now, this is 5-star. It's one of Ireland's newest 5-star hotels.
And they've won awards
for the
food.
There's a Michelin star restaurant there.
Blue book.
Top of the range, right? So, but for €369, you can do a solo break with an overnight stay in a king room, full Irish breakfast, 2-course dinner. But what I love this, they have a little snug in the bistro. So you have the ambience and the whole atmosphere of all the buzz of the restaurant, but you're not stuck out in the middle of the restaurant on your own sitting at a table. You're in a little snug. And so I thought they set aside the table in the snug for the soap, which I think is really, it's just really
very thoughtful,
isn't it?
Yeah,
I love that bit. And then you get a little turn down gifts of a candle and things like that. And then you can book optional extras. So you can book seaweed baths, spa treatments, Reiki, meditation, guided hikes. They even have like pottery master classes and all that. So you can add on what you want. But I just think it's really cleverly done for, you know, for people who just want, they want a bit of luxury. There's no kind of stigma attached. They're going away on their own. And there's this special solo luxury break.
I love it. I love the idea.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great value.
Will you stick all this up on your own website,
I will,
Sarah? Okay, thetravelexpert.ie. If anybody wants to have a look, I'm
edfintravels.com.
I knew we'd do that.
Sarah, will you stick it up on mine as well? You're great. Just copy and paste.
You already got your plug for your TV show.
But that's brilliant. I feel much better after talking about all of that. Do you, Trina?
Yeah, I'm totally relaxed. In fact, Sarah, I think I should go on one of them just to really explain to the listeners.
Research.
Yeah.
Trina,
research purposes.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think we'll send you down to the place in Alahees.
Yeah.
That would be definitely with the monks.
But
you would be
quiet.
Perfect. That would be really like, you'd come back a new woman.
Can you imagine me yapping to them?
Meditating, I'll tell you. It's so difficult to meditate. When you get the hang of it, it's very good. But yeah, we'll arrange that, Sarah, for Trina. Absolutely.
You got your plug in. Go on. See you next week.
Thanks a million.
Thanks,
I
Trina.
Feel great after that.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.